Glenn, you know these young guys, they have something that normal people don't have, I would say, is that when they have an opportunity in front of them, they seize it. And that was the case with Marin Cilic on the first round. But you, to seize that opportunity, you had to be ready to win this first set, 7-6, a very hard-fought first set. And then, eventually, okay, Marin Cilic did break down, but... And that's what these young guys, they're able to do when they arrive, is that they don't lose time.
No.
And he's not losing time. And we'll see what he does today. He's up 4-2 in the first set now in Costa Rica again, but... I mean, that's an opportunity to play Vallejo in the second round of a Grand Slam,
oh,
you know?
Yes.
Of course, he's a good player, but there are worse rounds that can be played. So we'll see how it goes, but I have to say that he has that. He does seize the opportunity when they present themselves.
And at his level in the rankings, you can make big moves. So he came in at 318. His live ranking is 253. Should he win today, I'm going to scroll up and up and up, and that was a career high, 253. If he wins today, he'll be the new world number 214.
Yeah.
So these are the jumps
exactly.
that you can make with these points at this level.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Andy, we have our wild cards in some ATP events and in France and maybe in other places, so... Yeah.
Backhand cross court from Osaka. So Vekic is serving. She's 3-4, 15 love on serve. The stretch on the backhand from Osaka. Short ballers. Yep, should be punished by Vekic. And was so okay, so Ellen has said she's sitting opposite the umpire's chair. Well, it says currently at the Vekic end, but I'm not sure when this came in. I've now changed ends. Top row near the corner. I have a dark grey shirt. Hang on, I've lost it. A dark grey shirt and a black headband. Big sunglasses, I probably look very hot. As you know, she says, correction, opposite umpire chair, same end as Osaka's players' bench. Still hot. I'm here with my husband and our friends from New York City. We're also going to be at the... Oh, you're going to the Philippe Chatrier day session on Monday. Oh, wow, okay. So, Antoine, if you see opposite Naomi Osaka's bench, a lady with a grey shirt, black headband and big sunglasses, then that's Ellen. I mean, there's a lot of people with sunglasses on today.
Yeah.
Would say that. As Vekic eases her way to 40 love after a horror of a game the last time she served.
It's like looking for a...
Needle in a haystack.
An aiguille dans une botte de foin.
Just sounds better in French, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? Everything sounds better in French.
No, come on now. Seems to be a sweeping statement, but I would agree. Not when Marcus says it. Stefan's going to work on the Buckland accent, I think. Oh, I think that might be a job too far for Stefan. Four games all. And I should say that Ivi Jovic has bageled Emma Navarro in the first set there in just 29 minutes. Wow.
That's something.
Zvaida 6-3 over Walton in the first set. Olienkova is serving for the first set against Birrell. Kaboli is serving for the first set against Wu. Lerner Tien is 5-3 up against Diaz Acosta. Kwame, as we've said, he's got the break. And he's looking to move to 5-2. It's 30-all on the Vallejo serve. And Yannick Sinner will be out in around 12 minutes. A lot of people are emailing in wishing Hayley Baptiste a speedy recovery, as we all do. That looked awful just watching the footage as the off backhand's into the channel lines. And Hayley Baptiste's dad ran onto the court, and Maria Cicak was telling him to keep his distance because he wasn't meant to have come on the court, but he's seeing his daughter screaming in pain on the floor and kind of wants to be there. So we do wish her... She was also due to play doubles with Venus Williams. So that's that. But she was playing so well, Baptiste. So again, wish her very speedy recovery. Osaka, love for... I mean, this has had so many ups and downs from both sides.
Very tricky first set. Both players are very close in terms of level of tennis. And three break points for Donna Vekic.
Osaka with the first set. That's a good wide serve. She's opened up the down the line. It's a short ball because it was a great return from Vekic. That started with the Vekic return. It was so good and so deep. And she breaks to love. And very shortly, she will serve for the first set at 5-4.
Yeah, we did hear the Ajde, the Croatian common.
Yeah.
I do speak Croatian. And, sorry, don't.
Do you? It sounded very comfy. Just slip that in. I do speak Croatian. Yeah.
Should have folded. And
could you ask for another ice bag?
Ah, more ice bags. That's the problem with this heat. Ice is melting.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ice in demand. Dan has messaged in on Twitter, X. Tennis has a unique opportunity to combine fashion and sport since they wear their kits throughout the match. I like that casual fans tune in for the fashion and then turn into hardcore fans. Which players have your favourite style? Yeah, I mean, the hope is that those that come for the fashion stay for the tennis. Mm. It'd be interesting to see what percentage sort of translates into...
Yeah.
And we've had a lot of players' girlfriends in recent times trying to bring the new generation in. When Morgan Riddle was with Taylor Fritz, they've now separated. She was big on bringing the kind of younger generation, all about fashion. Paige Lorenz, the fiance of Tommy Paul, does a lot. So there are influencers, that horrible word, influencer. Would you like to be an influencer? Do you think you're an influencer, Antoine? Or what would you influence?
What would I influence about?
What would you influence?
Do we? So Fritz is not with his girlfriend anymore?
I've got to bring you up to speed on all of this. No, so they've separated. Morgs, as she's known, has moved to New York.
Okay.
They are not, as far as they are not together.
Okay. Because they were, they were promoting it a lot on social media.
Yeah, I mean, that's really how she got her following, through him and traveling with him and, as I say, using fashion, getting lots of brand deals. She started to move a little bit more into F1.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder how much of the tennis theme will continue. Backhand swung cross court from Osaka. 5-4.
Two deep shots.
15.
That pushed Donna Vekic to the error. Of 15.
5-4, love 15. How many more twists and turns in this first set? 6-3, Olienkova against Birrell. 6-4, Kobole against Wu. Right, Vekic, 5-4, with the opportunity to take this first set. Remember, she's never beaten Amy Osaka before, but they haven't played for a while. First serve missed. Umpire's wearing the bright yellow Lacoste shirt. It's very nice against the clay. Oh, it's double fault.
0-30.
Deary me. A sort of a wry smile on the face of Vekic, as if she cannot believe. That's a double fault apiece. Minutes. 11:51. Ace out wide, and Vekic looks as if to say, well, where was that for the first 2 points? That's one ace apiece to go with the one double fault apiece. Touch of a late call, which is why she wanted confirmation, and the finger was pointed up by Osaka. Very deep. Wow.
Harder.
Osaka can't believe she didn't do better. Just stands stock still before moving to the other side. 5-4, 30 all. We're either going to have a break back point or a set point.
I do think that Donavekic deserves a bit more this first set, what he's shown so far. Big serve, wide, big return down the line by Osaka.
It's great hitting, good depth from Osaka. Yeah. I think this is a tricky one to call.
Donavekic did clap that at her box because I'm sure that they told her, okay, if you serve forehand, she's going to miss. And of course, at 30, all 5-4, important point, Osaka does make it. The beauty of being a coach on the tour.
Oh, it just must be terrifying, largely. Backhand cross court. I mean, we've seen Jannik Sinner get feisty with his box. Beautiful redirection from Osaka. Very, very clean hitting. What that does is it locks us in at 5-all first set with 44 minutes played. So who takes this set from here?
Naomi Osaka.
Said very confidently.
Yeah.
Large part of the crowd are hoping so as they cry out her name. Osaka serves down to the off backhand is deep. The backhand is swung into the corner by Osaka. Beautiful placement from Osaka. I think Naomi Osaka's dress must be really difficult to clean.
Yeah, that's right.
Open your washing machine, you chuck things in. I wouldn't want to chuck that in though. I wouldn't know what it would come out like.
The pressing budget must be in the
laundry
budget.
Don't even know how you press it. There's so many sequins on it. That's a tricky one.
What a return by Vekic.
Kaza.
15-all. I don't know how many of those she has.
She's got to have a few. But if it's only for Roland Garros. Take your time, the call comes. 15-all, 5-all, first serve into the net. Osaka, that quick look across the net, resets herself. Serves down the tee. Vekic runs around because she wants the forehand. Vekic then goes drop shot. Oh, it sits up. Should get to it. Osaka does beautiful redrop.
It did seem that Vekic didn't expect Osaka to get it.
Yeah. That was a great get and then great control when she got there.
Yeah.
Hard against.
Yeah, she barely got it, but she was perfect technically to get it with that one-hand get.
She did a little swivel to her team as if to say, yes, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. You see, the work we're doing is working.
Yeah, I can do this on clay. 30-15, 5-all. Vekic on the baseline with the backhand down the line. Forehand swung, cross-court sideline, gets another little swivel to the box, a fist pump, and game points for 6-5. Can you see Naomi Osaka winning another Grand Slam title? Already the owner of four across the two hard court slams.
Yeah, two Australian, two US Opens, right?
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. I do think that she can.
But will she? She can because she's done it four times before.
Yeah.
Do you think she will? Serve down the tee, backhand through the middle. Game points for 6-5.
Who do we have? Okay, so, it's a tricky one. No, she won't.
Oh.
She won't.
You did the calculations?
Yeah, I quickly thought about it. And but that means that in, I don't know when she will stop, but maybe in 10 years, we need to come back to this piece and say, hey, look.
10 years? She's not still going to be playing it.
You don't think?
No. Not a chance. No. Do you think? No. She's 28. She has so many interests off the court, and she said many times, hasn't she, that if she doesn't get to the level, that's a raw, it's a come on, and it's 6-5. If she doesn't get to the level where she's competing four titles at that high level, as she runs back to Thomas Witkowski for some words of advice, I think she'll step away. But she has the lead, 6-5. Philippe Chatrier, centre court, is being set for the arrival of Jannik Sinner, and people are really trying to brave the heat. They're sitting in the glaring sunshine.
Oh, Maurice Kouame has a set point on court, Suzanne Lenglen.
Matthew has said enjoying the commentary this morning. Wants to know who's commentating on tomorrow's night match. Ooh, haven't got as far as tomorrow. Tonight, I believe it's myself and Eleanor. Tomorrow, I could announce it on air, but I don't know. I think it might be Simon, but I'm not sure. Right, all the ice, towels, bags, everything taken off. Arvin says, good morning, Gigi and Antoine. Good morning from the shores of Lake Michigan. I'm going to be spending my whole day listening to you folks while I explore Chicago before a 9 p.m. flight to Delhi via Helsinki. Antoine's I do speak Croatian made me chuckle.
Radio Roland Garros. Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 11 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Radio Roland Garros.
Listen again, replay.
I think it convinced you for at least a minute. I kind of did. I wasn't sure. It just said, you just came out and said it. So, I speak Croatian. I was like, well, maybe you do. 5-6. Maybe you had a Croatian coach in the past, or a partner, or I don't know.
No, I have to say, it's just I did hear a lot of ideas in front of me across the net. Oh, Osaka did have a look for a winner on the forehand side, but she missed in the alley in the open court. 15-love Vekic.
I think understanding one word of Croatian doesn't qualify for speaking Croatian. But I was convinced about 30 seconds. So Vekic serving to take us to a tiebreak. The end of this first set, we will cross to Jannik Sinner as the players make their way out onto Philippe Chatrier. Oh, wow, what a get by Osaka and what a miss by Vekic. Both as good and bad as each other.
Gaza.
Yeah, right sir, Vekic had easy forehand and Osaka did manage to get to the ball, but...
I don't know, was Vekic surprised it came back?
Yeah, but she was not ready to hit that volley.
No. 15 all 5-6. You've got to be really careful, Idona Vekic.
Yeah.
Oh, she thought it was an ace. I think she wants it examined. Have a safe flight later, Arvin, if we don't speak to you again. Luisa says it's nearly 3 a.m. in Hollywood, California, and groggily tuned in. What is happening with Strasbourg champion Emma Navarro? Seems to be fading fast. Always great to spend the tournament with. That's Luisa and Bronwyn. Bronwyn is a Spaniel. Forehand into the net. Now an opening. Naomi Osaka 2 points away from the first set. Yeah, it's difficult. Jovic now 6-love, 2-love. So Vekic under pressure now. Misses the first serve wide. Clears the clay from the baseline. Oh, my word. That's a second double fault for Vekic. And what a time.
To give Osaka 2 set points. Vekic smiling about it.
Oh, First of two set points for Naomi Osaka, 53 minutes on the match clock.
Just wide.
Third time this game, that tee serve is missed. Poor old Pierre Bacchi, he's out again.
I think that's the 10th time that she got down the chair.
Osaka on her toes, just behind the baseline. Osaka on the baseline now. He plays the off backhand, the forehand.
Ooh, yeah, did stay in. Did catch the line, forehand cross court.
Ended up behind Osaka.
Still a set point for Osaka.
And a second serve in which to try and take it. Osaka ready and waits. Serve kicks up. Backhand is lofted long.
Now Osaka not happy about it.
Not a lot Thomas Vitorovsky can do.
No.
Lots of shadow swinging from Osaka. Again, she's on her toes. Bouncing. Vekic serves nets. Vekic's first serve has done a runner. Second serve sits up the backhand and play down the line. Osaka with her backhand down the line and then hits the backhand cross court on the angle. Beautiful play.
Yeah.
Avantage Osaka.
Good work by Osaka. Still making Vekic some runs right to left. That's the game plan that's been working so far. Same game plan for both players.
Backhand cross court. This is set point down. Oh, beautifully struck from Vekic for the line winner.
Yeah, what a save. Yeah, you see, that's the shot I love to watch. Yeah. To hand it back in down the line like this. We remember the one with Stan Wawrinka on the match point here in the final. The perfect match point against Novak Djokovic.
Into the sixth minute of the 12th game. Vekic looking to take it to a tie break. Osaka on the baseline.
Yeah.
Oh, ace out wide.
Avantage Vekic.
Big fight for this first set between the two players. They know how important it is in this heat.
Yeah, they're coming up to an hour on court.
Yeah.
Serve out wide, backhand's in play, backhand back to the backhand, they go cross court down the line for Osaka, who now play the forehand. No, she's missed it.
Yeah.
And that's the cry from Donna Vekic, because she saves set points, and this first set will be decided with the tiebreak.
Three set points saved by Vekic.
Jeu décisif.
I have to say that on the last forehand, Naomi Osaka didn't move at all. Just only the arm went.
Merci.
Just hearing from Sophie that our team dinner restaurant is booked.
Nice.
Fortunately, Antoine can't come.
No, I have a wedding.
He makes this excuse every year.
He's no.
We're starting to be a bit suspicious.
You know why? It's because I know that you guys, you don't talk too well about me, so you can go for it.
No, come on now. So, members who are listening from the team, it's booked for 8:15.
1-0.
Next Thursday, Osaka. Week on Thursday. Lovely restaurant. I will put a message in the group for those thinking, where, what, what's going on? Didn't know about this. Where's the vote? We should have voted. Seven minutes past 12. first point played and held in the tiebreak by Naomi Osaka. Beckett serves down the tee. The forehand slap back, the off forehand. Oh, it's just missed. It's just missed.
Osaka.
Donna Vekic needs to be careful on this point. She doesn't want Osaka to be up 3-0. She does want to stay in the fight.
Silver medalist at the Paris Olympics, Donna Vekic. Played here at Roland Garros. Served down the tee, the off backhand from Osaka.
3-0.
Big miss.
Osaka.
Went for too big on that forehand. She was not in the right position to go for the down the line winner on the forehand. She missed by quite a lot. And Osaka is up 3-0, two serves to come.
Osaka serves out wide, backhand down the line, forehand flipped cross court, the forehand hook, spin, miss, 4-0, Osaka.
Vekic missing a bit too early in the points, you know.
Osaka just getting a little bit quicker,
yeah.
Back up to the baseline, wants this done, keep that momentum. Nearly an hour on the match clock, that's a beautiful serve.
Osaka.
Yeah, did touch the line.
Yeah.
Right, so an awful lot of work for Donna Vekic to do as Iva Jovic goes 6-love, 3-love against Emma Navarro. And Jannik Sinner is serving to start things off for Philippe Chatrier, which we will join. And Kim Birrell is now 5-love up on Olyankova. Olyankova taking the first set 6-3. Osaka looking to bring up set points. Backhand cross court. She goes and she does. It has been the perfect tiebreak so far for Naomi Osaka.
6 set points.
Time for some liquids. Quick change of ends. Remember, Naomi Osaka had the set points on the serve of Vekic in the 12th game, couldn't convert. Now she has a whole heap of them here. It's her fourth set point, it's her first of the tiebreak, and her first of many. Love 6, Vekic serving. First serves in, the forehand turned to the feet, the forehand down the line from Vekic. Vekic with a double line. Oh, she got a drop shot. Excellently played. Haven't seen the drop shot for a while.
Yeah, it's because Osaka did manage to win a couple of points on those, and I think that scared a little bit Donna Vekic from using it. And now she's, because she's out of solution in this tiebreaker, that she found it back, so that's very interesting.
Now it's Osaka serving
with
her fifth set point, second of the tiebreak. 6-1. Vekic is inside the baseline, takes his double header back, and she nets. Ends up being very comfortable in the end for Naomi Osaka. She takes the first set on the tiebreak. And we will keep a very close eye on events here, but we are going to switch our attention to the world number one, Jannik Sinner.
Game, set, and match. Radio Roland Garros.
Silence, Philippe Chatrier, as Juan Manuel Cerúndolo, otherwise known as the other Cerúndolo, but only because Francisco Cerúndolo is older and more established.
Yeah.
It's in no way meant to be detrimental. He's just the other Cerúndolo. He's a lefty, though. And he's up against... He's taking on the toughest task in tennis right now. And that is Jannik Sinner, who enters Roland Garros on a 30-match winning streak.
Not too bad.
I mean, it's ridiculous, isn't it? It's crazy. 30 matches. 30.
Say it again.
Just 30. Serve out wide from the lefty, and Yannick Sinner swivels and goes inside him with his forehand onto the side edge of the sideline. Takes out the air, Sinner. Now he's at the net, but it's into the net. And Cerundolo, already in a spot of bother, at love 30. The other Cerundolo, Francisco, is a 25th seed, and he will be on court Simone Mathieu a little bit later. They have met before, this pair. Wimbledon in 2023, Yannick Sinner came through in straight sets in the first round on that occasion. They are both 24 years of age. Cerundolo's 56 in the world, two off his career high, which was earlier this month. Sinner, as we know, is confidently and comfortably the best player in the world right now.
Has he just shown... I see Jocho, sorry, down the line with his backhand being the dictator that he likes to be on the court. Oh, good ace down the middle for lefty on the outside. That's a rare thing to see. 197. That's a good variation by Cerundolo.
Sinner is 23-0 against lefties since losing to Ben Shelton in Shanghai in 2023. 23-0.
These stats are...
I mean, they're just...
Not a big serve to save that break point. Sorry, GG.
No, I was going to say, if he does win today, he'll be the 10th man in the Open era to win 31 consecutive matches.
Yeah.
He's only 24. And in Rome, he completed the Masters set of... which Novak Djokovic did when he was 29. So second break point, a second serve. Cerundolo, Presidential Tribune behind him, goes to the backhand of Sinner. He then misses because I imagine the tactics against someone like Sinner are so hard and it can get scrambled. You want to go big, he's going to go big. You've got to be brave, you've got to be bold, but that can lead to errors. Yeah. And then you become a little bit scrambled and then before you know it, it gets away from you. So what's your game plan? What is your game plan to Juan Manuel Cerundolo against Yannick Sinner? I wouldn't start with a sigh.
I don't like your question. No, for sure. Literally, I have to think about it because I right now I don't know what to say to my player when you play against Yannick Sinner.
It's incredible, isn't it? Served down the tee, backhand cross court from Sinner on the angle. 15 love. 2 love, 15 love, 6 minutes played.
Try to be, go for big all the time. Try to be the one that's creating some play. But the intensity level there is so high when you play against Yannick Sinner and you don't see any weaknesses, you want to hope, you want to make it long, you want to hope for the heat to hit and to bother him a little bit so he can maybe suffer a little bit from it, but you want to play some long points, but you're going to get tired at the same time. So I don't see where the solution can be.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It's just crazy. That's how good he is right now.
It's 15 all 2 love. I spoke to an Argentinian friend of mine who's a journalist in Madrid.
Yeah.
And she was speaking to Thomas Martin Echeverry, who was Sinner's regular practice partner in Madrid before Echeverry lost. And Echeverry said that 1 hour practicing with Sinner is like 3 hours practicing with anyone else in terms of the intensity and how you feel at the end of it.
Yeah, it's just...
all. Serve in the centre of the box. The forehand is lofted, but it's short. It allows Sinner to come in and attack. He plays the half volley. It sits up. Cerundolo whips it, but the court is open. Sinner stood firm, blocks the volley into the open court and moves to 30-15.
30-15.
Okay.
the second Roland Garros main draw for Cirundolo. He beat Jacob Fernley in the first round to reach this second round meeting. Last year qualified for the main draw in his fifth qualifying attempt. And now he gets Jannik Sinner again. He's 0-2 against the top 10. This would be the biggest win of his career. It would also be the biggest shock of the tournament. Attempts to be the first man to defeat Sinner on clay this season. So far, 0-18. Many have tried, many have failed. Sinner whips round the backhand, hits the inside out forehand, and hits the top of the net and just drifts long. He's got a sort of marbled, pale blue outfit, which I don't think's that bad for some of the kits he's had in the past. White baseball cap on.
Always.
White socks, blue shoes. There's the Gucci bag that has become such a familiar part of his on-court apparel.
Yeah.
Twisting the racket in the right hand furiously as he bounces the ball at game point for 3-love. Serve out wide. The forehand is spun into play inside in from Sinner. The stretch off the backhand into the net. And it's a very straightforward 10-minute 3-love. And the advantage for Sinner playing now at midday, if it is straightforward, he will be in and out before the extreme heat of the day.
Yeah. And by the shaking of his racket towards his box, that means that he's very happy about the start of this match.
Temperature right now is 28, I'm being told, and it's going to be 31 by around 2 o'clock, so it's almost perfect. If he can use this little two-hour window to get it done, no disrespect to his opponent, but he'll be in and out by the heat of the day, recovering and ready for the next round. It's pretty similar to what he did in Rome in the latter stages. Coming on first, to many people's surprise, getting it done, getting it out, didn't hang around on site. I wonder if you're Carlos Alcaraz, it must be so...
Yeah, frustrating.
Yeah.
Just if I were him, I would just stay off the TV and...
Yeah.
But at the same time, with the time that we're living in now, it's very hard to stay off what's going on and everything, but just stay off the, off the social media. And,
it's hard, isn't it? And maybe...
I will enjoy just my boat in Spain, you know?
Oh. But you'll bump into people and they'll say, oh, can you believe what Jannik Sinner's doing? Just as conversation, you're like, oh... Naomi Osaka's just slipped on the clay. She's fine, but she's just washing herself down and getting rid of the clay that was on her. And Emma Navarro is fighting back against Iva Jovic. She was set love 3 down. She's now serving at 2-3 in the second. Juan Manuel Cirundolo, the lefty, is looking to get himself on the board. Cuts that forehand a little bit short. Sinner slides into it. Sinner slides the other side, the backhand cross court. Sinner runs round and hits the inside out forehand. Sinner then goes drop shot, drops it over. Oh, the redrop was never going to make it. And that's something that Sinner has worked a lot on, the variety and bringing in the drop shot.
He did bring more slices in his game, and of course the drop shot is part of it. And... that's something that Lucas Pouille was telling me, is that he observed him at practice, and Arthur Rinderknecht was practicing with him. It was, last year already. And he told me what we were hitting, and at the beginning of the practice, Lucas asked Arthur, did you notice anything? And Rinderknecht went, well, no, he's hitting. And it's been 10 minutes that we started the practice, and he's hitting only slices back in.
Wow.
He was working since the beginning of the practice on his slice. And we've seen it more and more in his game and what he's showing us since the beginning of the year. And I mean, that's very interesting to see how these guys that, even though they are at the top of the game right now, they just keep looking for improvement.
Yeah, yeah. Just continuing to evolve and develop. Yeah. I mean, he's only 24. There is... Well, you wonder how much more evolution, because he's pretty special as it is, but... And it's pretty worrying for the rest of the field that he's looking to get better. Served down the tee from the younger Cirindolo, brother Francisco in action a little bit later, does draw the error, and he moves to game point. Cirindolo has a white T-shirt on, really. T-shirt style, black shorts, black socks, white shoes, black sweatbands, neon yellow rim to the racket.
As he holds first serve. Game, yeah. First game for him.
Appreciated by the crowd.
Yeah, the crowd is has some expectations after a one-way match last night.
Yeah.
Between Zverev and Thomas Mahatch.
In terms of the order of play here, following this, they will have Anley against Diane Parry.
Yeah.
Then they'll have Arina Sabalenka against Elsa Jacquemot. And then, well, it's Frenchies all the way. Then there's Arthur Rindiknesh against Mattia Berrettini this evening. So we can have some good contests in there. 3-1, Sinner. Kicks the serve out wide. Wins the point. 15 minutes played. Bouncing the ball from Jannik Sinner. Last time he lost was in February to Jakub Menšík in Doha at the quarterfinal stage, 6-3 in the third. Menšík, who collapsed after 4 hours and 41 minutes on court yesterday, but was back in the gym after a little bit of recovery. The only other defeat for Jannik Sinner this year was Novak Djokovic at the Australian Open.
30-0.
Indian Wells, Miami, Monte Carlo, Madrid.
Yeah, stop it. If you manage to do that in a career, it's already amazing. But in 3 months?
Do you think he'll... We've been told by his team, Darren Cahill, was speaking in Rome, saying that there's no plans to play anything before Wimbledon. So after Roland Garros... Of course, he practices, but yeah. there's no tournament. Do you think he'll pop up in Canada? Do you think getting all of them in 1 year is on the list?
It's on the...
Is it on the to-do list of Jannik Sinner? Because there are some saying it could be on the to-do list, but if he goes to Canada and wins, then he has to go to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Could it jeopardize the US Open with all the tennis he's playing? Because normally someone has a break in one of them, especially the very top players. I think that will depend on something
is that by that time we'll know if Carlos Alcaraz is planning to play in the US Open.
Yeah, I mean...
And if he doesn't, then he's going to say, well, maybe I have an opportunity, even more of an opportunity to go for it at the US Open. So, nice drop shot by Jannik Sinner, like we said.
Perfect.
One of the improvements of his game. And the fist bump toward his box, that means that...
40-15.
They are happy to see that it is working. Maybe that means that, I'm going to... I have even more chances to get the win at the US Open, so maybe I won't play the early Masters 1000, in the ATP 1000.
Won't go for 9 in a year. I mean, that would be ridiculous. The overhead from Sinner, carefully placed. I think he's got another one to look at. No, he doesn't.
Sinner.
9 year hasn't been done yet, huh? Has it?
Calendar year.
Sinner,
because he's the second one to Djokovic to win all nine. And Djokovic took until 29 to get that ninth. If he was to do it all in, I mean, it'd be, at this point, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's just, people won't be surprised to know that Juan Manuel Serrano has spent most of his 2026 on clay, whether it be challenger or tour level. February, he was in Rosario in a challenger, got to the semi-final. Then it was the Tour Buenos Aires, won one, lost one. Then it was Rio. Rio got through to the quarterfinals before losing to Vit Kopriva. Went to Santiago, lost in his first match. Then he went to Indian Wells, won a match. Then it's back onto the clay because he'd been away from it for too long. Marrakesh lost in the first round. Monte Carlo came through qualifying, lost to Valentin Vacheron in the first round. Barcelona qualifying, then lost in the first round. Madrid got through to the second round. Then it was Calgary for a challenger. Rome first round exit. And then ahead of this, he won the challenger in Bordeaux on the clay to set himself up nicely. And it set himself up nicely because he came through in the first round, but then happened to bump into Jannik Sinner in round two. When the draw was made, everybody wanted to be in the bottom half of the draw. Because then you knew if there was any chance that you'd face Jannik Sinner, it would be in the final. So you'd either be just delighted that you're in the final, or at least you've got until then to face him. Top half of the men's draw playing today, second round, backhand down the line from Sinner. Sinner will swivel and hit the forehand very deep. Mid-court backhand from Serrano, who's so far back, and Sinner's on the baseline.
Radio Roland Garros. Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 11 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Radio Roland Garros.
Listen again, replay.
Punching the forehand up the line, this spinny forehand from Serrano, drop shot. Oh! These drop shots from Jannik Sinner, they are plentiful in the first few games.
Well, Serrano is so far back behind the baseline because he knows that he has to suffer the Jannik Sinner's fire. But then you have these beautifully touched drop shots.
I remember watching a practice in Rome and the first 10 minutes was just drop shots. One four, love 15. Ooh, thought about coming in, Serrano, then he thought better of it. But the return went long. Serrano, just take his time, using the sweatbands on the left and right wrist to wipe away the sweat. He's got until zero on the shot clock. He's down to eight. Once he gets ready, he's pretty quick. Sinner has a white sweatband on the right wrist, which he uses to wipe away the sweat on his forehead. Serve down the tee, the backhand down the line. Sinner swivel. Oh, he gets drop shot again. That one sits up, though. Serrano gets to it, and it's whipped past and long by Sinner. That just had a little bit too much air under it, that drop shot, and Serrano was wise to it.
Yeah. Cannot do everything perfectly, Jannik Sinner. I know he has to
almost
leave some room for
something to work on in practice.
Yeah. Something for the other players to hope.
Yeah. It's crazy, isn't it? 22 minutes played. Serrano serves out wide. The backhand is long and it's game points.
45.
Sinner again just wiping away the sweat. The Off backhand return from Sinner. Forehand into the corner from Cerundolo. Yeah. Wide from Sinner.
Yeah. Is that backhand cross court in a bit too wide?
It's
not a usual mistake that Sinner is making. And it's crazy, you know, most of the players, when you're righty and you play a lefty, and you wouldn't feel too comfortable having the lefty's forehand to your backhand. But you can tell that Yannick Sinner is not disturbed at all by that. And also, he can turn around on a cross-court forehand or from a lefty and hit a forehand. That's how fast and how precise he is with his footwork. And that's one of the part of the game that I love the most is the footwork that he has. And you can almost hear it, you can listen to it when he plays on clay.
And some would practice with
plus one shots
a lefty ahead of a match, but he doesn't necessarily. In Madrid, he didn't practice with a lefty ahead of facing Cam Norrie. Yeah. He just does what he does.
Yeah.
Also looking to complete the career slam here. He's got the others. Serve down the tee, mid-court return. Oh, he missed.
Yeah.
On the plus one, forehand cross-court.
Tonkins.
The return did land inside the box, and the bounce seems a little bit shaky with a lot of lefty spin in it, and this time it was not precise enough on the placement.
40-30-15.
Fault. Mm. Late call by Orlitut, I think. Is that her?
Looks like her.
Yeah.
Serve out wide. Our commentary box is high up on Philippe Chatrier. Yeah, down in the line. Your eyesight.
Yeah. It's worse than Yannick Sinner's, that just went behind as one goes back to the net and pushed that volley down the line in the open court. 2 game points, 40-15.
Cara's got in touch as Yannick Sinner serves down the tee, and it's spinny forehand back through the middle, and the forehand again spins from Cerundolo, lashings of it from the man from Argentina, keeping on his forehand side. The angle found by Sinner. Sinner comes in with a half volley. Into the net, the ball was to his feet. Cara says, good morning from North Wales. I've got a long day of writing press releases today, so your coverage will no doubt get me through it. And do we have any plans for another tennis player pun segment? Well, that is the responsibility of Lady Eleanor for the puns, and possibly Marcus. So I think Lady Eleanor is in at 3:00. You might have to wait till then for the puns. Or you could come up with one and we'll see. We'll put it out to the listeners. Still a game point for 5-2. Looking to come in off the serve and misses. 2-2, Vekic Osaka. Kiwami is a breakdown to Vallejo, but he's a setup. And Iva Jovic, 6-love, 6-3, has taken out Emma Navarro, the Strasbourg champion. Inside-out forehand from Sinner. Then goes through the middle of the court. Inside-out from Cerundolo. Cerundolo, double-handed backhand. Lots of spin on that. Brought down backhand cross-court from Sinner. Sinner with his double-handed backhand. It's a lovely shot, isn't it? Another backhand from Sinner. This one pushes it down the line. Backhand cross-court from Cerundolo. Cross-court forehand from Sinner. Sinner with his double-handed backhand down the line. The slice low over there. The pickup cross-court from Sinner, who's inside the baseline. Then he sort of takes that from the baseline, sits up into the net, takes the point, wins the game, and leads by 5-2.
Changement de balle ramasseur, s'il vous plaît, balle
I was taking a moment to look at Cerundolo's body language, because that's something that also you asked me what players can do against Yannick Sinner. I think it's also a part of what you're projecting to Yannick Sinner. Are you here as you know, what we call a faire valoir in French is like just here for some, just to be here and not trying to do anything, or are you here to try to make something happen? And I'm not sure that Cerundolo is in this mindset right now. And of course, that's something that you have to have if you want to at least have a one chance to do something against Jannik Sinner. And I have to say that I'm not seeing that in Cerundolo today. But who can blame him?
Antoine, that's not good, is it? But isn't that crazy that largely, Carlos Alcaraz aside, possibly Novak Djokovic,
yeah,
no one else has the belief? I mean, Zverev is the second seed and world number three. He hasn't got the belief.
Do you don't think he has?
Do you see the Madrid final?
Of course, at the Madrid final, yes. But here, playing three sets,
no.
I feel like Zverev sometimes has the thing about himself that he can do anything, you know?
Well, not against these top two, though. I'd love to see it, just because it would be more challenging. If we ended up with a Zverev Sinner final, we don't want a Madrid repeat. I know it's best of five sets, but he hasn't... It'd be interesting to see if people agree to it. He hasn't looked as though he has the belief against him. And I know there can be other factors in play, but he just doesn't look, when he's out there, that he can take on, he can beat Jannik Sinner. Vishal says, I really want Sinner to win this year's Roland Garros. It will be a world record to win all the clay court tournaments, certain level of tournament, of course, in a single year. And he thinks playing Canada will depend on results at Roland Garros and Wimbledon. But winning all nine Masters so young, it is, correctly, an extraordinary achievement. Serve down the tee, missed from Cerundolo. Serve out wide, backhand cross court from Sinner. Sinner with his forehand now. Sinner's looking to close out the set. He'd love to do it on his opponent's serve. He smashes from behind the baseline. The forehand goes cross court. Cerundolo's at the net. Oh, he's not going to control that. And it's 15-all, 2-5 on the man from Argentina's serve. Zachary Zvider is two sets up on Adam Walton, despite Walton having a break advantage early on in that second set. Faria's taken the first set off Struff, and it's 3-2 on serve. Birrell against Olyankova after splitting the first two sets. And we are still on serve. Vekic Osaka after an hour and a half. Osaka serving 15-all, 2-3, having taken the first on a tie break. And I'm leaving court Susan Longland to Antoine to update and put the meat on the bones.
The new sensation, Moise Kwame, that is up a set, but down a break in the second set, 3-2 for Valero, but he does have a break point to try to come back at 3-all, Moise Kwame, and we are having a big rally going on, back-end cross-court to back-end cross-court between the two players. Then Kwame redirects down the line, still, and the miss by Valero with the back-end in the alley cross-court. The fist bump by Moise, and we are 3-all.
That was a good old firm fist bump from Kwame. Game points to Cerundolo. For then Jannik Sinner to serve for the set. Sinner stood a long way back and then remembered it was the second serve, so came forward and hits a... Deary me. Took it early, backhand flew past the baseline. So Cerundolo holds again.
It's
just the one break of serve he trails by, but unfortunately for him, Jannik Sinner now has the balls and will be looking to put this first set to bed. Flavio Caboli's two sets up on Wu Yibing. And Diaz Acosta and Tien have split the first two sets after an hour and a half. And from a British point of view, Harriet Dart has just taken to the court in women's doubles. Alongside Panova, they're up against Martins and Sierra from Brazil and Argentina. Sinner discards the spare ball, tucks one firmly in his left-hand pocket, twiddles the racket with the right hand, has a quick look around. Sarindola is so far back. Incredibly far back.